Okay, well, thank you again, everyone, for joining us. I just wanted to give a quick introduction to Mr. David Sandoval. David, are you there?
I am. Could you hear me?
Yes, I can. Coming in loud and clear. Thank you so much. I'm going to hand it over to you.
Well, Joel, thank you so much. I heard you say this is one of your favorite calls. Well, you are one of my favorite people. Joel, an awesome husband, father, friend, Purium member, just a great dude. And obviously also, you know, rising in the ranks as well. So proud of you. And so nice to know you. I remember Joel, I think I first met him when I was on the radio in New York City a couple of years ago, 10 years ago, 5 years ago, who knows? It's been a while. But great to have you with us, Joel. Great to have all of you with us. It's a really nice crowd. We are just a couple of days before Christmas, or at least a couple of days before Christmas Eve. And so really, really happy that we're together. I call it dinner with Dave. My mom used to try to get us all together once a week so that we could sit around the dinner table and share story and catch up with each other. And we got a whole year ahead of us, a whole year behind us. It's that time, you know, when we get to reflect in that way. And while this is not the New Year's show, that'll be next Wednesday, this is the show where we get to take stock of some things. And what does it mean for me moving forward in 2017? I wrote the Green Food Bible. I, you know, believe that I try to live green, but I live, you know, I make a 50% commitment right now to being green, and I want to up my game. I really do. I want to take it to the next level. And so there's a couple of ways of being green, and I want to offer some challenges out. I've got three or four green challenges to put out there for all of you, knowing that everybody is doing, you know, something, and that everybody could do a little more. That's our thing. We know you're all doing something. We know you're all trying. We think that we could all do a little more, and we could all try a little harder without judgment, with complete, you know, love. Let's see how I can love myself without judging myself and still know that I could improve. And I think that's important. So in my life, I know that I've stopped having three green drinks a day. And three green drinks a day is the standard. Two should be the minimum. And I know that there's ways that my body is suffering because I am not keeping that three green drink standard. You need 3 to 5 servings of green vegetables a day in order to remain optimally healthy. Three green drinks will provide equally the nutrition of 5 green drinks, but it's the 3 inputs a day, in the morning, midday, later in the evening. So I'm going to get back to living a green lifestyle, and it starts with having 3 green drinks a day. And I know that my adult asthma, I know that my skin, I know that my energy are all going to improve. And I'm ready to take that step and rededicate myself to green drinks. I'm going to do the Spectrum Greens. It's really easy, really tasty. You know, could mix with anything, but it's really good just in water. So that's one way. That's one way it's what it's going to mean to be green in 2017 for me in that one step. But there's other steps as well. I am dedicating the company to offering more and more products in the Terra Pouch. I want to reduce my reliance upon plastic as a manufacturer. Even though the plastic we use is the most recycled plastic and it's white and it's easy, but it doesn't mean that we can't do better. And what I want to do is I want to dramatically increase our offerings. And I want to also encourage you guys to increase your choice when you choose a product that's available in the Terra Pouch. Take the extra step. Call customer service if you need to. Click on the menu of options and choose the Terra Pouch. And we're going to find more and more of our products in that. revolutionary plastic defying packaging, which we're very proud of. In another way, every time I shop, my number one criterion is reducing plastic. Today, I bought non-organic asparagus versus organic, celery versus organic, simply because the organic is wrapped in so much plastic, and the non-organic was not. I could put it in paper like I do. I grab the sales papers that they have at the front of the store, and I wrap my vegetables in that paper like they used to wrap fish in the fish market with those sales papers, and then I wash them before I use them so I don't have to use the plastic bags. I buy food that is not covered or pre-packaged in plastic. There are some exceptions I have not been able to get around. Today, I bought ketchup that was in a glass bottle. Very happy to find that. And I'm starting to replace as many plastics as I can. So I'm doubling down on my war against plastic. And I want to invite everyone else to join me in this quest. It goes so far as today, I went in to buy soup for Amy and I, and they had plastic containers for the soup to go, even though it was good organic soup. And I said, no, I won't buy it unless you'll put it in those containers that you have for hot coffee. Put it in the paper cups that you have for the tall coffee, the same amount of soup. And then they went and put plastic lids on it before I could say no. I didn't realize that that was coming, but I did my best. And as I went through the grocery store and I selected my things, I lined my basket with paper, and then I wrapped the veggies and stuff in paper so as not to have to use any of the plastic bags. And when I was asked to get meat for my cousins and my family in the holidays, and they asked me to stop by and get some chicken, I didn't buy chicken that was packaged. I went to the butcher, and I asked them to wrap the chicken in paper. And little things like that, I'm just going way out of my way in every way to avoid the use of plastic. I carry chopsticks with me, and I eat most of my meals so I don't have to have, when I'm not at home, so I don't have to have disposable plastic or carry metal cutlery. The wooden chopstick works just fine. And so this may seem extreme to you, and I don't mean that you need to do the same. But what it means to me to be green is to have this extend across my life to where it's part of my consciousness. It's part of my decision-making process, of my choice process. And it's amazing what I'm getting from people, how people are going out of their way to help me in this process, because I'm very kind about it. I'm not rude or obnoxious or arrogant. I say, you know what? I've made this personal choice to really fight against the excess plastic in our environment. And I'd really appreciate if you help me. I don't want plastic bags. I don't want, et cetera. I don't want plastic cups. I don't want, and people will go with you. They'll work with you. They'll say, you know what? I could give you this type or that type, or no, I can't accommodate you. I walked out of a organic juice bar simply because the only way they could hand me my juice was in a plastic cup. I disapproved of one of our healthy happy hours that we were hosting because my staff had gotten plastic cups. I had to have them returned to the store to make a statement. And we used paper cups. And we could do these things. And yes, paper is now from a highly renewable and recyclable sources. There's paper being made from, post-consumer waste, from all types of reeds and hemp and and bamboo and all types of paper alternatives coming in that are really renewable, and we like that. What about our energy consumption? You know, I have this theory, and I'm going to be putting it into action. It's a little bit, I guess, advanced, and it's a little bit backwards all at the same time. See, the key is to return to the earth, to return to a simpler way of living by teaching people who want to have independence of pure water, to produce all of their own pure water, to produce all of their own clean energy, and to grow, if they want to, as much of their own pure food as possible. And when you give somebody clean, free energy and clean, free water and very inexpensive, clean, free food or inexpensive, clean food, you give them a sense of independence that he's never had before. Not having to buy his water, not having to buy his energy, not having to buy his food. And suddenly, you find that your driving is reduced by 50%. And if you had a job where you perhaps promote Purium or some other home-based business, then you might reduce your driving by another 40% and be driving 10% of the time you once were. And wouldn't that change the world? So in that process, we want to ask ourselves, how could we reduce our consumption of power, particularly of gasoline? Anything that relies upon petrochemicals as fuel. We have this reliance upon foreign oil. We have this reliance upon fossil fuels, and it must change. I'm all for energy independence, and let me explain to you what my energy independence looks like, what I'm going to fight for in 2017. See, I know something. I know a little secret, and that is that America could be 100% energy free. In other words, how do I say this? They will be free of any energy concerns, energy freedom. And that could come by producing massive amounts of very clean, very inexpensive energy. Now, right now, the energy that we get comes from a real difficult process of, you know, taking it from the earth, and in doing so, raising a number of ethical questions, which we don't have to go through here, but questions about our environment, questions about land, questions about pollution, you know, questions about carbon and global warming and all of that. But let's not go there. None of that matters, because even if that wasn't the case, we could produce very inexpensive, very clean energy, independent 100% of what we need in the United States through wind and air and wave. Wind, air, and wave activity could produce 100% of the energy that we need, and we could export it to Canada, Mexico, and the world ultimately through technology. And so I believe that an America with complete, clean, and inexpensive energy would unleash the greatest era of creativity and productivity that the world has ever seen. And I'm not even partly joking about that. Clean, free energy will unleash the most productive and creative forces that we've ever seen. because all of our thoughts now are restricted. All of our creative thoughts are restricted by a lack of abundant energy. And energy that doesn't harm the earth. And so I have this dream, and so we could do that. We can. And it starts with each of us living a little bit greener, going off of the grid a little bit more, driving a little bit less. And that's part of the whole green plan. And Perium, by working from home, marketing through the internet, through your phone, through Facebook, this is a very green business. Again, our production is extremely efficient, maybe 10 to 20 times more efficient than traditional food production methodologies. And so as we look at what it means to be green, I want us to consume more green food. I want us to, you know, obviously do everything we can to contribute to the future of this planet in a way that our children, our children's children will be proud of us. I want to be that generation that changed it all. I want to be that generation that took a stand, that generation that said we can and will do better. And it doesn't start tomorrow. It starts today. It starts right now. It starts with me making decisions in my everyday life, because everything I do is a vote. Every action I take is a vote. Walking to the store is a vote versus driving. And so in my own life, I think that my reduction upon disposable items, disposable razor, disposable anything, I'm looking around and saying, oh my God, I have a lot of disposable stuff. Without even realizing it, disposable stuff has crept into my life. I think I saw, again, I can't remember everything it was, but I counted four or five disposable things in my surroundings. And I'm asking myself, why? You know, why can't I have, you know, something better than that? Why can't I get why can't I shave by simply replacing the razor and not the handle every time? That just doesn't make sense. Why can't I have a toothbrush that I just change the head on and not the handle every time? And there's a few more examples of that. And so I just want to invite everybody to look around and say, I don't need that in plastic. I don't need that in disposable. I don't need that at all. And that will change the world. And so that's what, you know, being green, living green is going to mean to me, but it is more than that. It's more than that. It's how I'm going to not just be the change, how am I going to inspire the change? How am I going to sort of pay it forward in such a way that other people will want to do the same? And I'm searching for the answer, and I would love for you to share with me. So what I'm going to do is pretty unusual for this call, because there's so many people, from what I look, a couple hundred people on the line, is, but if you want to, I'm going to ask Joel to put it in that mode where if you could hit *6, and you want to tell me in 1 to 5 words how you're going to live green, be green, express this green energy. 17. And so I want to just have it be your call. I want to hear from you guys. What are you going to do? Again, think about, if you could say it in 5 to 10 words, you know, that would be best. But take your time if you need to. How are you going to be green in 2017? Do you want to start it out, Joel?
Sure. I am going to say, exactly what you said about the disposables, using much less disposables. I have a sharp razor that I actually sharpen to do a clean cut. Using, you know, higher quality recyclable, you know, tins that you could get in many, like Whole Foods.
That was the other thing. Oh, my God, disposable pins are everywhere.
Yep, yep. The funny thing is just keeping it more exactly along the line of me being greener, not putting into – getting away from plastic and actually, you know, what would you say, Jane? What about you?
No paper plates.
Just using, you know, people use paper plates just because they don't want to wash dishes. It's crazy these days. So reducing all my recyclables, that's what I'm going to really work on more than ever.
Nice. Thank you, Joel. That's beautiful.
You're welcome.
Hi, David. This is Jenna in Washington State. Can I say something?
You are on the air.
Okay. I have been listening to you for as long as I've been in this company, and I'm very moved and grateful that you're leading the way for me personally. I am driving less. I left the business at the Pike Place Market, and I'm staying mainly on the island, and I'm really not driving, and I have a bicycle now, so I'm going to spend time and riding my bicycle, and I haven't done that. And I've been listening to you about carrying your own chopsticks and wooden tools, and I have a lot of wooden tools that I cook with, etc. Anyway, I don't want to take all the time. I just want to say that I'm buying the Terra pouches, and I'm just moved in my heart to be part of this mission. So I'm done. Thank you.
Yay. Well, happy holidays, Merry Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, and love you, man. Thank you.
Hey, David, Paula and Santa Barbara. Thank
hey,
you
Mama.
So much. I am making the pledge to be way more conscientious of reducing my plastic use, and I also love the Terra pad. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, this is Dougie Forlano from Philadelphia. It's my second month in the business. Thank you, David. And I get to be a strong, courageous, compassionate leader and implement these ideas with plastic and things I wasn't conscious of before and implement them immediately before 2017 and well into 2017. Thank you. Complete.
Dude, you're awesome. I love that.
This is Chris in California City. I pledge never to use plastic at the grocery stores, to take my own cloth bags with me every time.
Yay. Good job, man. That rocks.
Hi, Dave. This is Kendra in Utah. I just wanted to
hey,
I had six words. I wanted to live it, be vulnerable, and show people. Because in the day of social media, I don't think we're vulnerable enough and actually showing, not just talking about it, but actually being vulnerable and doing it. So, thanks.
Well, I like the way she says be vulnerable, because then it's without judgment. Beautiful. Thank you.
Hi, this is Kara from Washington State as well, and I was excited to hear someone else from Washington State. I work for the Nature Conservancy, so I just wanted to say this is huge for me to be able to spread the word, because I have a huge environmental network, and so awesome. I'm so excited to share. And I think first thing I'm going to do is just assess my own trash, my garbage, and my recycling right now and see what do I get rid of the most and start with that.
Hi, David. It's Jenny from Miami. Do you hear me?
You are coming through.
Oh, okay. I'm going to invest in a decent water filter and get rid of the plastic bottles of drinking water in my home.
Excellent. Who would like to go next?
This is Barbara from Nevada City, and I started my pledge a year ago when I heard about pens landing in the ocean and puncturing the albatross's stomach. So I have a mound of pens that I've collected for myself that I'm using and no longer. I'm using a fountain pen, and I've actually been offering other people to give me their pens as well. And I found a recycling center in Sacramento that I'm gonna drive all those pens there. So it feels really good.
Right on. Maybe you could mail them there and not have to drive them and save the fuel, too.
This is Carla from Florida. May I speak?
Fantastic with the pen thing. Yes, you can, Carla.
Hi. Thank you so much for letting me listen to your calls. You're very inspiring. And one of my things that I really try to encourage people to say no to is plastic straws and keep them out of our oceans and save our sea creatures.
Wow, and that's so awesome. And that netting that goes around vegetables, they got to stop that. That stuff's horrible, too. So thank you. Any service
yes.
goes
badly. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Okay, we got more out there who want to share, give a pledge. I know that it's already, you know, half past the hour, so I want to thank everybody for being with us tonight. You guys have been amazing. And, you know, why don't you star five it and just let everybody good night and Merry Christmas and Hui Ho and